guys, welcome back to Uncommon Faith. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Amber.
Hey Amber, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Today, are you excited about our guest today?
Oh, always cutting me off.
Always. Nothing new there.
No. Yes. So today we have, yes, I'm excited. Today we were taking a break from all of our heavy topics and doing some fun things with fellow podcaster, Pete Abeda. Hey, Pete.
Hello. How are you doing, listeners and everyone who is Ashley and Amber? I guess not the only two not listeners on here.
I know. It's always weird, right? Because you're like, it's really like it's just a conversation between us three. Us.
Yeah.
But then we're come Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
For sure.
So I'm doing good though. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk about movies and cars and whatever you guys want to get into.
Yeah. It's literally like I could literally talk all day about movies. It's probably gonna be annoying.
Trust me. I do. Our show is twice a week. It's each episode is at least an hour long. And it's the three of us, me, Joseph, and Tyler. And we're good friends, you know, outside of the podcast. So that's how it all kind of started. We'd spend hours talking about whatever movie was out that week that we'd seen. And we're like, you know, we should just record this. Tyler's mom's got a podcast. We can have a podcast.
Tyler's mom. Yeah. I love
that. Shout out to Tyler's mom.
Yeah, that's right. Ugly truth, baby.
I love it.
Who actually edits your podcast? You get twice a week? Who edits this?
So that's the interesting thing is, about the show. It's, we don't really edit anything. It's essentially live to tape. So everything is done live. We have all the sound drops and intro music and segment intros and stuff like that is all done live. And, you know, we treat it like it's like a morning talk show. So we have our little segments, we got sound drops and intro music and blah, blah, blah. And then, I mean, we might edit out some coughs here and there, or, you know, if someone knocks at the door and the dogs go crazy and we have to stop for a second, you know? So, yeah. Joseph is he's a professional video editor. He works for an advertising company in Sacramento. So cool. He does video and audio is like nothing, you know, audio is, it's just one line that you have to worry about. So he does half the shows. I do the other half the shows.
Sweet.
Yeah. And Tyler is just happy to be here.
That's probably Amber, right? Amber's happy to be here. I run this show.
Yep, it's Ashley's show. I'm just here.
Actually, a lot of the questions that we get end up being mainly towards Amber because Amber's had health issues recently. Mm-hmm. So that ends up being about Amber. So it's Amber's show, but I do all the work.
Your guys' last few shows have been heavy, heavy life-changing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I'll leave all that behind then.
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, when you watch, getting right into movies, it's like when you watch a bunch of like thrillers or like serious movies and you're like, I just need a breather. Let's just watch some like New Girl or Friends. Yeah. We just need like a palate cleanse.
Yeah, my palate cleanse, I have a few go-to ones. I have a Lego Movie. It's a great palate cleanser. Nacho Libre is another great palate cleanser. Any of the Kung Fu Panda movies, preferably one or three, are great.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you just a adult child then?
I have no preference of movies. Like I'll watch anything. I mean,
just watch anything.
Yeah, for 2021 for the show, one of the segments we did was called The Quest for 500, and it was my goal to watch 500 movies in 2021. And when you do the math out, it's like 9.4 movies a week or something. So you have to watch a movie every day, and then at least 2 or 3 days a week do multiple movies. And I got to 525 by the end of the year. I'm on pace right around 500 by the end of the year this year, and I'm not really trying this year. I just watch a lot.
So. I feel like I do that anyway.
Yeah. So, is there anything you steer clear of? If things like no fly zone for you for movies?
I stopped watching scary movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to be really, really into them.
You saved yourself a lot of heartache because there's some really good ones out there, but then there's 100,000 more really rough ones that are just a slog to get through.
Trash.
Yeah. Which is its own thing if you're into that, you know?
Yeah. I just feel like they're like before it was like, okay, you can watch like the Scream movies mm-hmm. and you know, like I can handle like the slasher movies like that and stuff. But then now they just want to make them like scarier and scarier, mm-hmm. like body contorting. Almost. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I can't do that anymore.
More, it's more demonic than anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Horror is such a crazy genre that, you have, 100 subgenres within that genre. So, like, I'm not a huge fan of, like, possession movies, anything that has a religious connotation. It's like, okay, that's kind of interesting. I do like religious horror movies from other cultures. There was a really good one called The Vigil about this Jewish ceremony where you essentially have to stay with the body after it dies of a loved one. Until it's buried, you have to have somebody with it the entire time through the middle of the night and everything. And this guy gets asked to be I can't remember the title, but he's basically paid to sit by this body who he doesn't know because the whole family is, there's no family there. So he has to spend overnight in a room of some strange house with this corpse in it and basically just wait till the morning. And surprise, surprise, scary things happen in the house. So,
nope. But I'm good on that.
Yeah, but there's a lot. I mean, I like that because there's some culture there to learn about. And like, oh, I never knew about that. And he shows him doing the prayer rituals and stuff. And I'm like, that's kind of cool. Yeah, there's definitely like there's a subgenre called gore porn where it's just like it's gory for the sake of gory, like Saw and Hostel and all those. And I can't.
Oh, yeah. I'm not into that. Actually, Hostel was the only movie I ever walked out of the theater.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You found your line in the sand.
So I literally have no idea what happens. But I watched Saw.
The first one?
There was another movie. Yeah. I think I saw like the first two or so and I'm like, I can't do it anymore. But there was another movie that I went into instead of Hostel and it ended up being just as bad.
Oh, really?
Because it was one of those movies. I can't even remember the name of it. It was one of those movies where they're like, you know, young guys or young kids or whatever in a car and they like wander on someone else's property and then the guy's like, oh, I'm gonna kill you. Like it's pretty typical. But I was like, well, this was just as bad. Mm. Like wish there was like a rom-com to see.
Have you seen The Lost City?
The Lost City, the new Sandra Bullock one?
Yeah.
No, yes. I haven't. I'm not much of an in theater type of person. I usually wait for things to stream.
Right.
Unless it's for the show, for our podcast, we'll watch things sometimes same day, release day, like on a Thursday release, and then talk about it that weekend, release a bonus episode.
Yeah.
But it seemed fun. Was it good?
So it was okay. Ashley and I had this plan to see it when she came out to Nashville, but it didn't work out. So it finally came out on Paramount Plus, and we both watched it the other night, separate homes, obviously. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But our whole reason in watching it, can you figure it out?
No, what was the reason?
We heard Channing Tatum and Full Frontal.
Oh, really?
No, they tricked us. It was one of those like
they lied
on on the media tour or whatever for it. You know, they're like, oh yeah, Channing Tatum was completely naked for this whole scene. It was really awkward, blah blah blah. And we're like, oh, so he's gonna be like full on naked? It was just butt.
Oh,
just the butt.
Yeah. You gotta watch Euphoria if you want to see some Wang.
No, it was just funny though. Like, there's
no
way.
We don't want to see it.
We don't want to. We just were curious if it really did happen. I mean, it is Channing Tatum though. Come on.
I mean, I want to see.
No, that's so funny because
that's a specimen.
My 17-year-old son just said the same thing. He said, "I want to know." I said, it's just a guy curiosity, right? It's like a comparison thing. Oh, all men do it.
That's right. So if you want to see the most naked men in a movie that you'll see probably that is actually not like a adult film, go watch Robert Eggers' movie that just came out, The Northmen. A lot of naked Vikings.
I don't know
in that
about
movie.
That
not
one.
That's is that no, with Liam no, yeah, Neeson?
No, this is the one with Alexander Skarsgård and
he likes to be naked. He was naked in Big Little Lies, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure. He was in True Blood, which is funny because his character's name in True Blood is Edward Northman, And he's in, he's the starring character in The Northman.
You know what, Pete? You are just speaking my language today. I probably annoy so many people because I'm like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And you know, this is and this and this about this person. And they're like, no idea.
No, I'm encyclopedia for movie stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because one of the biggest reasons why I really enjoy movies is, number one, that it's just a very fantastic storytelling medium. I love telling stories. I love telling stories when we get parties, people together, you go to the bar, go to the restaurant, whatever. It's such a fun time to tell a story, especially to new people. But besides the fact that it's a great storytelling medium and it's the same characters that you like, they're like visiting old friends, rewatching a movie that I really enjoy, is just like visiting an old friend and they never change. They didn't grow up and get tired of your shit and stuff. And they're just, they're ready for, I mean, it's the same thing. You know what to expect. And I like that. But also, movies evoke emotions in me that I don't generally feel in my real life. And I feel like it's important to experience things like that. But it's like, I like being scared from a scary movie, but I don't want to be put in that scenario. It's the same reason people ride roller coasters, you know? Yeah. So I like that. And I also like to cry at a movie. So I'll watch Onward. And then when the dad comes at the end and you're just like,
I know.
It was my dad.
And you don't think that like Disney cartoons could still do it for you, but you're just like, I'm feeling the feels.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what they do for a living. They're professional feels instigators.
Yeah. Amber, Onward is that Disney movie where they're like,
I think it's like gnomes or trolls or something like
that. Yeah, just like kind of like these fairy tale like type of characters. Mm-hmm. And Tom Holland and Chris Pratt are like our brothers and their dad died. And so Tom Holland's character didn't get to know his dad. And so they end up finding out that he's, what is he? A sorcerer?
He's
wizard.
A wizard or
yeah.
a sorcerer.
And so they find that out and that he like kind of like left this like spell thing to where he can come back for one day. And so they go on this quest together. And of course, you know, all these things go wrong. And then at the end, he ends up, there's only time for his brother, his older brother, Chris Pratt, to get to see him. And he's like, it's okay because you were my father figure growing up. And you're just like, ah, my God, Aww. That's so sweet.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It hits you in the right spot. And there's some there's some fantastic scenes in that movie. I like the world building quite a bit, but the whole invisible bridge scene
was great.
That was top five bridge scenes for me.
You gotta watch it, Amber. It's so cute. Speaking of which,
you have to.
What are some movies from your childhood? Because we're all the same age that you loved back then, but have not stood the test of time, and you have, are crap basically. And which movies have stood the test of time?
Sure. So I'll tell you one that holds up or one that doesn't hold up. We did on the show. It was Space Jam from 1994 or 96, I think. And I was 10 or 11 or something when that came out. And I was thinking, oh, this is great. I wasn't really a basketball fan, but you know, you just know Michael Jordan. And I was more excited to see Bugs Bunny play basketball with Daffy Duck and these aliens and stuff that I've never seen before. I just thought that was cool. I couldn't really care too much about Michael Jordan, but it was cool, the whole hybrid and animation and live action and stuff. And we rewatched it for the show. Boy, that does not hold up. Oh my gosh, that's rough.
No,
I mean, putting a professional sports player into the front center of a movie is a big gamble. And it's like, it's almost like they're just like, well, we can give them lessons or we can just
see what happens,
throw it against the wall and see what sticks. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. How about you guys?
Oh, well, when we rewatched Space Jam, you know, like in the beginning, we're like singing the song, I believe I can fly. And then we're like, oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We should probably shouldn't sing the song. It's R. Kelly.
Dang it, R. Kelly.
Dang it, R. Kelly is ruining.
He ruined so many pastimes.
I know.
So many. Gosh, I can't even believe I can fly now, you know?
I know. or graduate.
Yeah. Did they have that for graduation?
I think okay. So. One is.
So there is a... There's this one movie, I don't know if you guys have seen it, with Howie Mandel. Mm-hmm. Little Monsters. Yes. Have you seen that, Amber? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You have? Okay, so,
I think so.
That's like where Fred Savage from The Wonder Years, he there's like monsters under his bed, and then he like goes down and like sees the whole like monster world. Watch that with my daughter because I was like, oh, I remember this movie. It's great. And I'm like, so many inappropriate things for a kid movie.
Oh, it's not, it doesn't feel like a kid's movie.
Yeah, like it. There's like another monster down there, and then like Fred Savage comes down and there's like checking him out and he's like, let's pants him. And I'm like, what? This is a kid's
And then they pull his pants down. Yes. And the one monster says, nice ass.
Oh, shoot.
To the 10-year-old. He's like 12 or something.
Oh my gosh.
How is that okay?
I know.
No. Oh my god!
But was it funny though?
No, it wasn't. It was not entertaining. I was like, this movie sucks. And I'm like skipping parts. I was like, I don't remember this. This was so bad. Didn't you have one, Amber?
Yeah, you know,
for me, it was Grease.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's probably kind of an unpopular opinion as well.
I was going to say that's sacrilege, although I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it. It's
so
fine.
I enjoyed it growing up. Like, you know, it was everyone wanted to dress up like them for Halloween. That was just, you did that. Or you wore like the 50s, what are those skirts? The poodle skirts to be the pink ladies, that whole thing. Like that was cool and fun. But then you watch it as an adult and you realize how many innuendos were in that movie, how inappropriate it was, and why was my mom letting me watch at 10 years old?
When we couldn't watch other
things.
And also,
why are these 35-year-olds are playing high school students.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I mean, that hasn't changed, really, but
yeah, I know.
Not at all. But, man, I think the only, like, classic movies that have stood the test of time are, like, Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
Do you not agree or do you agree?
No, I'm okay with Mighty Ducks. I haven't seen it as an adult, but I'm in your same camp, though, because all the Disney classics, I've been going through and rewatching a lot of them recently, and I watched Aladdin the other day. Man, is that fun. That's such a fun movie.
I love Aladdin.
And Robin Williams' character as the genie is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody does a great job in that, but... Lion King holds up. Lion King is a masterpiece. It's still great. Yeah. So all those classic
Little
Disney
Mermaid.
Animations, they hold. I don't think they'll ever die.
No.
Yeah,
Beauty
Little
and
Mermaid,
the Beast. Yeah, classics. You should definitely go back and the last Mighty Ducks was like, oh, you know, it's the one that stands the test of time. What's the Sandlot.
Oh, cool. I haven't seen it in probably 20 years, so I'll have to give it a watch.
Sandlot and the Goonies.
And the Goonies.
You know, that's those two titles together come up a lot online in like the film Twitter universe that people will say that they don't hold up. And then there's a huge debate. A lot of
funny.
It's funny. It's a coin flip nowadays for people that will say, oh no, it's absolutely they hold up, and other people say, no, Sandlot's just not good. It's just
it is good.
I know. I think at least my memories are of it, so maybe we'll add it to the wheel and we'll see what on the show.
Maybe Beetlejuice too, because I was like, Beetlejuice was one of my faves.
Yeah.
But then I had my daughter watch it, and I was like.
we just watched it the other day. For me, that one holds up pretty good. Yeah, the animation is a little rough, but I feel like it adds to the charm, and it's more goofy than
Beetlejuice?
Anything. Yeah. You know,
what's animated in
Beetlejuice? Like the claymation of a lot of the
characters.
Yeah. The sandworms and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
How about the hidden innuendos in all the Disney movies we grew up with.
Oh, yeah. Did you go back and find all of those?
Oh, yeah. I watched intently.
Yeah. I was. So, do you remember those big box, like, screen TVs that we had, like, in the like the 90s? So, my grandparents had that, and we had heard about that, and we watched The Little Mermaid with the priest at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Traumatized.
You're like, look at that thing. It's coming out. What are you doing?
Oh my gosh. We're like, is this real? Come on. And we're like looking for it. And we're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That and the original cover on the VHS.
Yeah.
The
castle. We probably had those somewhere because my grandma bought every Disney movie that came out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Disney, that racket about get it now before it goes back into the Disney vault.
Vault.
Oh my gosh. You said it perfectly.
That's like Taco Bell taking away my Mexican pizza. Oh my God, you think it works, but it doesn't work.
You're a woman after my
own heart. They also took away your Chihuahua.
Did they really?
You haven't noticed that there's no Yo Quiero Taco Bell.
Don't pay attention to that. I just pay attention to the Mexican pizza.
It's coming back, but it's like $6.50 now or something crazy.
It's not coming back here, which is so annoying because you have someone like Dolly Parton who lives here. She's like making music about the Mexican pizza recently, but yet we can't get it here. Like, that's what the heck?
Should start a letter writing campaign.
Should.
That's weird. Okay, Pete, what is your favorite movie of all time?
That's a really hard, you know, answer or question to answer. I my gut instinct is always There Will Be Blood. That's my kind of go-to. I love it. Paul Thomas Anderson, story of Daniel Plainview, the oil tycoon from the, you know, 1700s, late 1700s. So good. Such a well-acted movie. And there's a scene in that movie where he's agreed to participate in this church at this small little town that he's built. And the young pastor of the church is getting him to confess his sins. And this whole, he doesn't want to do it, but ultimately the priest strikes a chord with him and he ends up crying out because he abandoned his son. He sent his son away to some school because his son went deaf from an accident. And this, just the emotion that's from that, in that one scene is enough for me to dedicate 3 hours to watch that movie any night of the week.
It's 3 hours?
It's like 2 hours, 40 minutes or something like that. But in a more recent movie, if you want something that's a little more accessible and a way easier watch, is Whiplash from Damien Chazelle, starring Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons. It's about a drummer.
He's a drummer, right?
Yeah, the jazz drummer who has the abusive teacher who's pushing him to be the best and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Great layered you know, takeaways from that. Sometimes it's like you think, oh, the teacher's a jerk, and no one should ever be like that. And sometimes you're like, well, he made him into one of the greats, and so maybe he did the right thing in his mind. And again, there's some great writing in it. It's very simple. It's like a 90-minute movie that's easy in and out. And I don't know how you feel about jazz, but I'm a huge big band jazz fan. Used to play trombone and symphonic jazz bands and orchestras and stuff. And it's such a fantastic soundtrack. Volume all the way up, just disappear into that movie for 90 minutes. So good.
Yeah. I tried to like keep up with like the ones that are Oscar nominated, but it gets too hard sometimes.
I don't know if that one was nominated. I think J.K. Simmons, if he didn't win it, he was nominated just for Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
I think in that movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's anything for like Best Picture or Best Screenplay or anything, because it's a pretty simple movie. It's more about the performances.
Hold on. I'm Googling. Best Sound Mixing, Best Supporting Actor, Best Film Editing, nominated for Best Picture.
Oh, it was nominated.
Nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one. I've probably seen that movie 20 times. And Brianna, my girlfriend, she knows. When the music from the very beginning is just a really like a snare drum drum solo in an empty room, a big echoey room.
Yeah.
She can hear it playing from the other side of the house and she's like, oh God.
it's that time again.
Yeah. I'm going to go for a walk.
He's gone for 90 minutes.
What's your favorite movie, Amber, of all time?
I don't know if I have one, honestly.
There has to be one.
I don't know.
You can just say Gremlins and everyone will say it. Oh, that's cool. That's a good pick.
I do love Gremlins.
Do you?
I really do.
Well, what's a movie that like you could watch anytime, over and over, it never gets old to you, and like you still love it.
Cartoon movie or realistic movie?
Well, whichever. I don't care.
It don't matter.
So Pete don't care.
Wise, so cartoon wise, I could watch the Bee Movie all day, every day.
The Bee Movie?
The Bee Movie.
Bee Movie starring Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I know, random.
So random. I know.
We're like talking Disney movies and you're like, the Bee Movie.
And then realistic movie is probably Speed.
Speed? Mm. Did you ever watch Speed 2? That made no sense.
Speed 2, Cruise Control.
I heard that Sandra Bullock was like, that was like a mistake. Like, it was not realistic. Like,
no,
to not be able to stop a boat.
Yeah, there's that one scene in the original Speed that is not realistic when they jump the section of the overpass it's missing or whatever, and the bus actually like lifts up at the end. Right when they drive off the cliff, it's like, whoa, there they go.
Well, my favorite movie of all time is Beaches.
Beaches with Daryl Hannah?
No.
Or is that
Splash?
Derek? What am I thinking of? Is it Bo Derek?
No.
That was good.
There's not a lot of people. Are you Googling it now?
Yeah, I've never seen Beaches. 1986?
I think so. Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, 1988. Let's see who's in Beaches.
So I was 1 year old.
Bette Midler, Barbara Hershey, and John Hurt, directed by Gary Marshall. I've never seen this.
No, I didn't even know it was directed by Gary Marshall. He does some great movies, though.
He does. Not written by him, but this is pretty early for Gary Marshall. What's this about?
It's about two best friends who meet when they're 10-something, whatever. Bette Midler's character is in show business, or like it's kind of goes along with her career and how she made it big, and her best friend, and it's just like their relationship. I don't want to spoil anything for the end because I would love it for you to watch it, and then you can report back if you want the feels. And you know who plays young Bette Midler?
Who's that?
Is
someone famous?
Yes. Yes, of course. It is Mayim Bialik from Big Bang Theory.
Mayim Bialik. Is she the brunette girlfriend of, she's like Sheldon's girlfriend or something?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I just added to my list, which is like 400 movies long, but it's at the top right now.
I will make you a huge list.
Okay.
Because
I got a recommendation for you too.
Okay.
Since you are, this is a movie about two close friends, and you guys are two close friends. So that was Beaches, right? It came out last year. I think it's streaming on Hulu right now. It's called Barb and Star Visit Vista Del Mar. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, but I wanted to see it with Kristen Wiig.
It is insane. It is one of the weirdest movies I've ever seen. And it's like, don't be prepared for anything serious. It is so goofy. It's like Austin Powers mixed with like Zoolander mixed with a really long SNL sketch. And I love Kristen Wiig. She's so good. She's such a got a great like soul and a great energy. And they're just two friends that work at a furniture store together. And all they do all day is like gossip about whatever's happening, like nothings. And they both get fired and they decide to take a vacation to exotic Vista Del Mar. And they go to some resort and they get into some trouble. And it's so funny.
Oh, man. Is that on Hulu or Netflix? What's that on?
I think it is on Hulu. I'll tell you right now. I watched it kind of on a whim. The cover art looks so bizarre. And I love Kristen Wiig. So me and Brianna were like, let's watch this. How bad can it be? And it's it's not going to be for everybody. It is very strange. It is very strange. And it is streaming on Hulu.
Is it like that one movie with Will Forte that he did? Was it MacGruber?
Oh, MacGruber.
That was such a weird movie.
It is super weird.
Have you seen that, MacGruber's
like a love letter.
It's so, because it's his SNL character. It's just so.
It's like a crappy MacGyver ripoff.
They don't do SNL.
And he's essentially, the whole movie is like an homage to late 80s and early 90s action movies.
Yeah.
But it's so stupid.
Yeah. And I think what Ryan Phillippe was in it too, right?
Yeah, Ryan Phillippe's in it.
I mean, just see it for him.
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan Phillippe, Powers Booth, Val Kilmer plays the bad guy in it. Kristen Wiig is his love interest.
I know, and she's like keyboarding. Yeah. she's like,
meep. Yeah.
They played one of my like favorite 80s songs in there. Take Me Home Tonight. And I was like, this made the whole thing worth it.
He walks into the party in the all white suit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know if Amber's into like dumb funny.
Sure. Then you'll probably hate Barb and Star, but give it a shot anyways.
Once you said like Zoolander, I already checked out.
I've never seen Zoolander. Yep.
I don't like stuff like Zoolander. I don't do SNL.
Oh, really?
I cannot stand anything Will Ferrell.
Oh, wow.
I know.
I don't like slapstick airplane funny movies.
Airplane, oof. Yeah. Airplane is lost on me. I'm one of the few that I don't particularly care for Airplane. At the time, I'm sure it was groundbreaking, but watching it as an adult, I guess that's another one. Watching it as an adult, I was like, I used to think this is funny.
Oh, you know what I watched recently with my kid? I thought it was harmless. Young Frankenstein.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
There's like the scene where they're like in the bed. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, he's seven, and he's like, what are they doing in there? And I'm like, oh, they're just taking a nap. And he's like, with no clothes on? I'm like, oh, God, this is a parent fail.
It was hot that day.
They're having a somersault contest. Leave him alone. That's funny.
Yeah. Things that you can – I'm like, I never remembered that part in there, just over my head. But I think kids nowadays, like, nothing's over their head. They just know too much.
Yeah, you're right. The exposure happens too young. I mean, as soon as you have a cell phone, that's it. All bets are off. Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, my kid doesn't, but I still feel like
she
would.
How old is she?
13.
She doesn't have a cell phone? You're one of the few.
Nope.
Good for you.
I know. I'm holding off as long as I can.
I think I was 17 before I got a cell phone.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? We need like a flip phones back or like the Boost Mobile. And she'd be like, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, exactly. Give me a 10-mile range walkie-talkie. Oh,
mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. All right, so are you ready for some trivia?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I am pumped.
Do you think that you can beat Amber on some car trivia?
So before I answer, let me ask Amber this.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
What's your strong suit when it comes to cars? Because, I mean, there's import cars, there's late model cars, there's new model, there's sports cars, off-road, classic cars, classic trucks.
Sports cars, trucks, and classic. Okay.
I'm a more of a late 50s to early 60s type of guy. I like a classic American steel, but I know a little bit about the rest of it. So we'll see, I guess, where your questions come down, Ashley.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I can narrow it down to a certain.
No. We don't want to stack the deck one way or the other. Give us your best shot.
Well, these are just some random questions. Okay. So I'm just going to do like 5 questions.
Okay.
Amber is going to take her headphones off so she doesn't hear what's happening.
I'll unplug them for you.
And we'll wave at the screen when you're
done. Yeah, we'll just wave, do a little hand thing.
Let me know.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. Are you off, Amber?
Looks like it.
I was just staring.
Oh, she can hear us now. Hi.
No. Okay, you good, Amber? Yes.
Okay, she got a mic. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Oh my goodness. What car? No, that's too easy. What size wheels come on a 2020 Tesla 3 performance model?
what size wheels on a Tesla, a Tesla Model 3 performance model?
Yeah.
I'm going to say probably 18 inch by 7.5.
Okay. Here's a movie one. I have no idea if she'll get this. What type of car did Starsky and Hutch drive?
I can see it in my head. It's a muscle car.
This is like a very long answer, but I won't make you answer this whole one.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm going to say it was a... I'm going to say it's an Oldsmobile 442.
I feel like...
Year, if I had to guess a year.
It doesn't give me a year, so don't worry about it.
Oh, it does. Okay, cool.
Woo! Okay, how many parts does an average car have? Just any modern average car?
Average modern car? Oh, boy. Shoot, let's see. Gosh, that's a loaded question. If you break the motor down into components, it's a lot more. I'm going to say parts wise, 1250.
All right.
Actually, can I change my answer? I'm going to go 2250.
That's very specific.
Okay. 2250.
Okay. Let's see here. Is it funny that like literally all these questions bore me to tears? I can't wait for ours. Okay.
That's okay.
How much did the first Ford Mustang cost?
First Ford Mustang, that would have been in, I think, 64. So I'm going to say, $4,500.
I feel like I should be writing your answers down. Okay.
Oh, I'll write mine down. Okay.
I'll throw an easy one at you. Which animal features in the logo for a Lamborghini?
Lamborghini, that's a bull.
A bull. How many questions I ask you so far?
That's 5.
Okay. All right. Amber. It's just not even like... She's got to plug herself back in here.
Here she comes.
All right.
Hello.
There we go.
Hi. Okay. Hi. You ready?
Yes. Yeah, sorry. Are you ready for this? Your questions ready.
Okay. We're gonna see. I don't know how well you will do, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one was the Tesla wheels. Yeah.
Okay. Was the Tesla one? Okay. What size wheels come on a 2020 Tesla 3 performance model?
Want to say they are 19 inch.
19 inch?
Yeah.
Pete said 18?
Yeah, I said 18.
Right? All right. Well, I'm going to give it to Amber because it's 20 inch wheels.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big wheel for a little car. The Model 3 is like the size a little bit bigger than a Corolla.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Amber. What type of car did Starsky and Hutch drive?
Gran Torino.
Yes, Amber, is a Gran Torino. Nice. I am so proud of you right now because I obviously have no idea. It was actually, so it says Gran Torino fitted with standard 351 Windsor V8 engines, dual racing mirrors, and deluxe bumpers.
If you show me a picture, I could probably figure out the year.
Wow, I'm impressed by your skills right now. All right, what was our third question?
How many parts in a car?
How many parts does an average car have?
About 900.
900? And Pete, what'd you say? You changed your answer.
I said 2250.
Okay, I'll have to give that one to Pete because it's 30,000 parts.
Holy crap.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so they're counting nuts and bolts then too.
Okay.
Yeah. Not all big. Right.
What was that? Was that number three?
That's number three, yeah.
Okay. What was our fourth one?
Mustang price.
Oh yes. How much did the first Ford Mustang cost?
$2,500.
What did you say?
You said 4,500, right? 40, all right, Amber, it was 2,368. Amber. Nice,
good job.
I'm so proud of you.
I love cars.
You know what? We should just like, you should, we'll meet somewhere in the middle and we'll go to a trivia thing and we will win the prize. Okay?
The key to a good trivia group is to have people with a little bit of knowledge in a lot of things. So you need to have a sports guy. Yeah. You need to have a car person. You need to have a history.
Yeah. I am 100% the entertainment. 100%.
Yeah.
All right. So the last, this is the last one, right? Okay. So the last one here. Which animal features in the logo for Lamborghini?
A lion.
A lion. So this stupid website didn't even give me the answer. So yes, I'm.
Oh really? It's a bull. The Lamborghini is a bull, and Ferrari.
Yes, you are correct. Can y'all see that? This is the bull.
The lion is a lion. Yeah, lion's a Peugeot. I think.
All right. So what's our score, Pete? Did you score us?
I got. It's 2-3, and Amber beat me.
Oh, yay. Amber!
Good job.
All right. Switching gears to our movie trivia. So I gotta take these off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Pete goes first.
Okay. In what was the first feature-length animated movie ever released?
Feature-length animated movie? I'm just going to go with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Okay.
That's Disney's first.
In The Matrix, does Neo take the blue pill or the red pill?
Red pill.
For what movie did Tom Hanks score his first Academy Award nomination?
Ooh, nomination? Wild guess, Philadelphia.
What 1927 musical was the first talkie?
1927?
Yes.
First talkie. That's a great trivia question. I should know this. I'm just going to say Oklahoma.
What's the name of the skyscraper in Die Hard?
Nakatomi Tower. Or Nakatomi Plaza.
What flavor of Pop-Tart does Buddy eat? Does Buddy the Elf use in his spaghetti and elf? Sorry.
Oh, man. What a deep pull. Oh, shoot. I can see that scene in my head. I'm going to say frosted strawberry.
How many questions were we doing?
That was 6. You can do 6. You can do whatever you want. It's your show.
Okay. All right, let's do that.
Okay.
Get her back on. All right, you ready for this?
That reminds me of what movie is that from when they're like waving?
There's a scene like that in Team America World Police a little bit. I know it's not that.
No,
you're probably
thinking. No. 90s, like 90s like movie.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah. Because he, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
Another good movie that has stood the test of time.
All right, are you ready?
All right, I am so ready.
What was the first feature-length animated movie ever released?
Snow White.
All right, you both got that one.
All right, cool.
Yes.
In The Matrix, does Neo take the blue pill or the red pill?
50-50.
I know. The red pill?
You both got that one.
Yes. Yay! It was a guess.
Mm-hmm. For what movie did Tom Hanks score his first Academy Award nomination?
Tom Hanks?
Yes.
It's either Philadelphia or Forrest Gump. I think it was Forrest Gump.
Or Philadelphia. Final answer?
Pete is like so straight faced over there. He's like, no.
You're not gonna read nothing with his eyes. Nothing off of me.
I'm going to say Philadelphia.
And what was yours, Pete?
Philadelphia also.
And you were both wrong.
Was it Forrest Gump?
No. It's Big.
Ah, nice.
Oh, Big was his first. I haven't even really seen that movie.
It's solid. And there's also some inappropriate stuff in there, too. He gets his virginity taken from an adult woman.
Yeah.
And he's 12 or something like that. But yep. he's the size of an adult. So there's a very awkward scene afterwards, which is supposed to be heartfelt.
People just did not think back then.
All right. What 1927 musical was the first talkie?
Oh, shit. 1927 musical was the first talkie.
That's a tough one.
It is.
It's a great trivia question, though.
She did not go easy on us.
No. Just wait for the last question.
Oh, yay. 1927 musical. Shoot. It's not Wizard of Oz because that's the 30s.
Yeah, that was the first movie to have made it into Technicolor.
Yes, for 1927 musical. I can only
TikTok, Mr. McLean.
I can't even think like before 30s movies.
This is a really tough one. I would be amazed if you got this.
Can I Google? No.
I Googled it after I guessed because I'm like, I know there's not even a possible way that I would have known that. Mm. Knowing, looking at the name, there's no way I would ever guess it.
What did you say?
Do you have a guess?
Okay. Does not. Okay. Ashley? I'm going to go with I'm just going to say Singing in the Rain because I know that's not it, but I'm just giving you an answer.
No, it was the jazz singer.
You got
singer.
One word right.
The.
Singing. Yeah, the.
Okay.
What's the name of the skyscraper in Die Hard?
Oh, come on.
Oh, I think I'm going to pull in the lead.
No. I have to beat you.
Going somewhere, Mr. McLean.
It can't be like, oh my gosh, and I just watched this too. Does it start with an S?
No.
Can I have a different question? Do we have a bonus round?
I'll give you a hint. It's Japanese.
Oh, right. Japanese.
Oh, that doesn't help at all.
Mr. Miyagi?
All right. Do you forfeit that one?
Kawasaki? I don't know. Yeah.
Pretty close.
Sounds similar. Yeah, Nakatomi.
Nakatomi Plaza. I literally have not seen Die Hard enough to know that.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for the last one?
Okay.
What flavor of Pop-Tarts does Buddy the Elf use in his spaghetti on Elf? Or in Elf, sorry.
Your favorite actor.
Yeah.
It's just strawberry frosted Pop-Tarts, right?
You were both wrong.
Cinnamon sugar, cinnamon sugar?
It's chocolate.
Get the worst of all the Pop-Tart flavors.
I like plain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like the cinnamon sugar.
Yes.
All right, what was the score on that?
We both got animated movie. We both got the red pill. We both missed Big. We both missed the musical. I got Nakatomi Tower or Plaza. And we both missed the Pop-Tart, so it was 3-2.
We're gonna have to have a rematch, Peter.
Well, if you want rematch, yeah, if you want, you could always call into the show. We could do a trivia bit because we have a whole segment on our show for trivia sometimes. Every episode is mostly they follow the same very similar structure, but sometimes we'll do something fun. We'll produce like a little pre-made audio bit or have a guest call into the show and do trivia against each other or against one of us, and you know, it's just for fun. But we do it a little differently. We do it 30 seconds on the clock. So I'll give you like a question or whatever, and then we'll hit the 30 seconds and the music starts playing, and either you have to name like three movies that have a jet ski in it in 30 seconds, or something like that. Name five movies, you know, five movies.
I'm like trying to think so fast.
Exactly. And especially when the clock starts thinking, you're like, do I know five movies that has a dinosaur in it?
My husband is actually really good, and I don't like him for that.
For what? A trivia?
Yeah. Like in all categories. Oh, nice. But I get really mad when it's like my category. Mm. I'm like, no, sir. Have you ever played the game Pass the Popcorn?
Yeah, I have. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It's a favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, when Joseph and I get together, he's one of our hosts, when we get together and go back and forth with movie trivia, it lasts a while. Mm-hmm. It lasts a while. It'll, like, we have a Blockbuster movie game that kind of like simulates a parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Blockbuster. Yeah. I just got that one.
Yeah, and you will put one of the card down. It's like, Tom Cruise movies. And you have to go back and forth mm-hmm. naming Tom Cruise movies until someone can't do it. Yeah. and you start getting the weeds.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, was he in Tropic Thunder? Yes, he was. Rex Grossman.
Magnolia.
Let's see. We're going to keep doing Tom Cruise. We do
Mummy. Got like Tom Cruise.
Risky Business. Mission Impossible.
I have never seen Risky Business. I actually just saw Top Gun for the first time.
Oh, never seen it. Don't plan on.
Never seen it?
No.
Okay, but you know how like popular it is. Yeah. So when you actually watch the movie mm-hmm. and they're literally like, oh yeah, Top Gun. You're like, well, this just sounds stupid
yeah.
because you guys are just saying the name of the movie. Yeah.
I really enjoy when they say the name of the movie in the movie, but at the same time, it's got to make like, it has to mean something. Have you seen Annihilation? It's a kind of a sci-fi existential
I have not, no, but I know what it is.
It's one of the best versions, movies where they say the name of the movie in the movie. And it like, it really, like when it hits, you're like, oh yeah, finally the whole movie built up yeah. to them saying Annihilation at the end.
Yeah, it's actually a fun little game, like to watch a movie and you're like, who's going to be the one that gets to say the name of the movie? Oh, that's interesting.
I'm going to have to, because I look at Brianna every time it happens and I like start shaking the couch and like hitting, and I'm like, they said the thing. She's so tired of me. We'll have to start.
Cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got Tom Cruise. I've passed the 30 seconds.
On the brain.
I know.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise Tourette's. Thanks for being on with us, Pete.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a fun time. And if you ever want to talk about something heavy and not so lighthearted, let me know. I got a lot of those stories too.
Oh, you do?
I do, yeah.
Oh,
I
was, my gosh.
I was married and divorced and foreclosed on a house by the time I was 24. So that's just the beginning.
Just the beginning. Well, we'll definitely have you back for sure. Yeah. Can you... what is the name of your podcast again?
The show's called Middle Class Film Class. And actually, you know what? I don't even know if we've even said the name of it once.
We did not. We were just like, I have a podcast and that's cool things we talk about.
But it's called Middle Class Film Class. Wherever you're listening to Uncommon Faith, you can listen to our show. Just go to the search bar, type in Middle Class Film Class. You'll see a black and white logo, really, really easy to find. And it's a good time. And if you like... being a part of the conversation, if you like movies at all, or even just want to hear like some new recommendations for movies that might be up your alley or a different flavor. Every Monday we do movie news and then streaming recommendations. And then every Wednesday, it's a deep dive review into a movie of our choice or a fan choice. So a lot of them are fan picks.
I am constantly, and Amber can tell you, giving my recommendations unsolicited.
Yep.
They don't ask for it.
All the time.
I have a tendency to shout out quotes and then say, what movie is that from? Anybody? No? No one?
Hello. Meet Ashley, exactly. Your new best friend.
Hi, Pete.
can't take her anywhere.
No, TV shows too. Like we'll go through Netflix and Hulu and I'm like, all right, I watched this, and then this. This was good. This was like, we don't really need to, And you know. I'll give my recommendations for TV shows too. So
It's been fun. Thanks for having me on, and hopefully we'll talk to you guys soon.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, cool. Where can we find you, Amber? Oh wait, I'm sorry. Hold on, Pete. Where can we find you?
Oh yeah, social media. So if you want to follow the show,
on the gram.
Follow the show. It's facebook.com/mcfcpodcast. We're on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. You just go to the websites mcfcpodcast.com. You'll find all the socials, and I'm pretty active on Twitter. I'm at
on the Twitter
yeah on the Twitter sphere I'm at the real Pete with four E's. P-E-E-E-T.
Are you the real Pete?
I am the real Pete.
From Pete and Pete?
No. I'm not the OG Adventures of Pete and Pete. But I am a third generation Pete. My father and my grandfather are both Petes as well.
That's a lot of Petes.
That's it. Pete, repeat, and redundant.
Nice. Amber, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at amber_n_g.
And you can find me at ashley.reed. And you can find us both at Uncommon Faith Podcast on Instagram, as well as email us at uncommonfaithpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again, Pete.
Yes.
I just like saying it. Fun. I don't meet many Petes.
I love when I win car stuff up against a guy.
Yeah. No, it is. Yes. You guys are both formidable opponents. I feel great shame that I lost to Amber and great pride that I obliterated Ashley at her own game on home turf.
I am coming for a rematch.
Yeah, let's do it.
For sure. Yes, that would be awesome. All right. Well, thanks.
So bye. Fun. Thanks.